Well, briefly tonight, I want to think about one verse from the Bible. Give me back to the beginning there, please. Isaac, thank you. One verse from the Bible that may surprise you, but it gets to the very heart of the Christmas message. And it may surprise you because it says that God sent Jesus into the world to make you rich. Friends, did you know that? That the great news of Christmas is that God wants to make you rich. God wants to give you spiritual riches that will never spoil or fade or perish. And that's particularly good news in this bizarre year of COVID, when so much has been stripped away, hasn't it? There has been loss, there has been fear, there has been grief, business has been battered, livelihoods destroyed. So much has been stripped away, which could leave us feeling empty, socially, financially, relationally, emotionally, spiritually poor. Well, friends, God wants to make you rich. Rich for his glory and your great blessing. Listen to this verse from the Bible. It comes from a Bible book called 2 Corinthians, chapter 8 and verse 9. It says this, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich." There it is in black and white. God wants to make you richer than you could ever imagine or dream. Did you know that? I read about a guy called John Pedley who discovered this truth for himself a few years ago. John Pedley was a millionaire businessman who had everything the world could offer. He lived in a lavish 16th century mansion in Essex. He ran a successful telecommunications business. But get this, when he discovered that Jesus wants you to make you rich, he sold everything and he moved into a mud hut in Uganda to pour out his time, his resources, his money, starting a children's charity for orphans. And friends, he has never felt so rich. Not in pounds and pence and property and prestige, but riches that money cannot buy. The riches of knowing God through Jesus, the riches of being able to glorify God with your life and have purpose, the riches of a hope that whatever happens, he knows he'll be welcomed into heaven. Now, I don't know how much you earn or the sort of house you live in, or how much money is in your bank account, whether it's a tiny amount or a huge amount. But let me tell you tonight that Jesus was born to give us riches that will never perish, spoil, or fade. God wants to make you rich. That's what God says in our Bible verse tonight. Let me read it again, and let's see if you can spot as we read it what it cost Jesus to make that possible. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." Can you see what it costs Jesus to make us spiritually rich, to give those who will receive it, who will welcome him, unimaginable riches? We're told that he became poor. You see, he was rich. Think of some of the people who are very wealthy in our world. People like Bill Gates and Lewis Hamilton and our wonderful Queen. And their riches and the life and the comfort and the glory that buys them. Think of all of that. Well, that does not even compare with the riches that Jesus enjoyed in heaven before he came to earth. The Bible tells before Jesus became a man, he lived in the glory of heaven. And every description of heaven in the Bible shows what a glorious, lavish, amazing, wonderful place it is. But then he came to earth to be born a man, and he laid it all behind. We're told that he became poor. We all know the nativity story, don't we? Of what that looked like. Jesus was not born in a palace or a top private hospital or a nice posh hotel. It seems like the only place that Mary and Joseph could find was a stable, because we're told that when Mary gave birth, she laid him in a manger. That's an animal feeding box. Think a rather large, messy dog bowl, and you're not far off. What a descent from the unimaginable riches of heaven to becoming a man and starting his life in the humble, poor place. He was a helpless baby. He grew up and lived a humble, perfect life that would lead to his willing death on the cross, where he would give his life, his very life, for others, so they could become spiritually rich. What a sacrifice. That real life event and its real life impact has been put like this. Jesus went from riches to rags so that we could go from rags to riches. You see, the Bible says that we are all in spiritual need. Sinners facing death and judgment, we are all spiritually poor, regardless of the size of our bank account. Rich or poor, we are all on the same level playing field. The same level of need. All sinners, all needy, all spiritually poor. And God sent Jesus to take all who would receive him, to save them and take them from their rags, their spiritual poverty, from the dire prospect of judgment and damnation, and to make them rich. Saved, forgiven, rescued for the new heaven and new earth, eternally. But the only way that could happen was for Jesus to leave the riches of heaven and become a man and to die in our place on the cross so we could become spiritually rich. And why did Jesus do that? Well, it's there in our verse. It's because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is not talking here about a prayer before a meal. Grace describes the way that God loves. The undeserved, lavish love that Jesus showed in giving so much up for us, for people who don't deserve it. Oh, we all know, don't we, how difficult it feels to sacrifice for those we love. It feels costly. But we all know how impossible it is to sacrifice things for people who ignore us and push us away, who've got no time for us, who treat us like rubbish. And yet that's what God has done for us. He shows undeserved love for people who reject him. He shows us lavish grace. Friends, did you know that? He wants to lavish us this Christmas with his grace, his love, his forgiveness, his rescue. The riches of a new life now and a sure, solid, forever hope. He wants to pour his love upon you, his love and grace. And you know, countless people have come to recognize the truth of it, the lasting happiness and riches. And they're not found, they've realized, in the amount of stuff that we have or the amount of money in the bank. No, that will not last. True riches are found when in life we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, when we welcome him into our lives, when we trust and follow him on the narrow path, and there is no greater way to live. In fact, that is a life we were all created for. I came to know Jesus as a boy of 9. And he took me from my rags of my spiritual state to the riches of knowing Jesus. And that means everything. And this church family is full of people. All sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds, with different sized bank accounts and different backgrounds and different situations, who could tell you their story. And the kindness of Jesus in changing their lives forever, who's given them spiritual riches that will last. That's what happened to John Pedley, that guy I spoke about. From mansion in Essex to mud hut in Uganda, he's never known such satisfaction and joy before he met Jesus. You see, Jesus does that. He brings a new generosity into our lives. That's what the whole chapter around this verse is all about, being generous in response to the generous grace of God. Well, what about you in this year of pandemic? Have you been made to think about the bigger questions of life? Have you sensed that ache, that longing for something more? God says to us in this verse from the Bible that he wants to make us rich, spiritually, eternally rich. Take your rags and clothe you in his love, a new life, the riches of his grace, and give you hope in the face of virus and sickness and death. What a glorious God to do that for all who receive him. Will you welcome him this Christmas? There's a real danger that we leave Jesus as the baby at Christmas and let his gift pass us again and again and again and again. How many Christmases have gone by for you? You've left Jesus as the baby and done nothing about the gift of life eternal that he offers you today. Will you maybe take that first step towards him and find out more by joining our Life Explore course in the new year? More details in a moment. Or will you even say tonight, Jesus, just come into my life. I want to follow you. Forgive me for my sin of rejecting you for so long. Give me the riches of your love and grace that lead me to eternal life. Come in. If we pray that, he will. Let me pray for us. Thank you, Lord God, for this celebration of Christmas when we remember that Jesus became poor. That he was born in Bethlehem, he was crucified at Calvary, he rose and now is in glory, and we thank you that he did all of that so we could enjoy the riches of his love, his grace, his friendship, his life. Help us all to receive him this Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And lead us now in a final blessing. But before that, we're going to watch a video about life explored. Thank you.
There are 7 billion of us on this planet, all looking for love, security, belonging, authenticity, looking for hope and happiness. Well, have we found it, or are we still searching? Well, in January, I'm going to start a course for 7 weeks that investigates the gift that is life here on Earth. Some teachers take us through the Bible from the beginning to the end, helping us to see the clues that tell us about this generous, giving God and the gift of his son.
I would recommend it without reservation.
There'll be plenty of opportunities to ask questions as well as Lorna and I take you through these 7 sessions. So why not join us on Zoom? We start on the 12th of January at 8 o'clock, Tuesday evenings, for 7 weeks. Just book online via our church website.